From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Our state's climate is changing, and that will have a range of impacts on Idaho, including an increase in temperatures, more extreme weather, and wildfires, just to name a few. Now, those impacts translate into health and economic effects for the people who live and work here. And as part of their spring series on health and climate change, St. Luke's is hosting a talk tomorrow titled Idaho Climate Economic Impacts. And joining us now are Dr. Bill Wepner, a primary care provider and clinician educator with the Boise VA, who led the Idaho Climate Economic Impact Assessment, along with Dr. Megan Foster with the University of Idaho, who managed the assessment. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us,
Dr. Foster. Thank you for coming on. Dr. Foster, I'd love to start with you. Can you tell us what the Idaho Climate Economic Impact Assessment is?
Yeah, happy to do so. So the Idaho Climate Economy Impacts Assessment is a nonpartisan, science-based resource that connects the latest scientific research on Idaho's changing climate with economic risks and opportunities that impact businesses, residents, and local and state economies.
So, Dr. Wepner, my understanding is that you led the assessment and it covers a wide range of topics, including the impacts of climate change on human health. So what are some of those impacts?
Well, Gemma, you hit on, you know, some of the ones that are probably most relevant to the state of Idaho. Mm-hmm. And those are wildfire smoke, air pollution, increased high temperature heat days, plus a myriad of other effects that are, you know, somewhat obvious or less obvious outside of just the extreme weather events. The trickiest thing about it is that this is all part of the multiple heads of the hydra that greenhouse gas generation has for human health. And, you know, air mm-hmm. pollution's part of it, our built environment's part of it, the food that we eat, and then what we reap in terms of health effects are all things that we're beginning to understand will be having increasing effects on human health, particularly in the state of Idaho.
So, Dr. Foster, I would think there are some direct effects from a changing climate, things like, you know, maybe more visits to the emergency room, more hospital visits, but then, you know, more subtle things that maybe we don't even recognize, things like missing work or school. So when you looked at the assessment, what effects stand out to you?
So I think you touched on quite a few of those, but I think it is that kind of increased illnesses. And I think it's important to note that it, you know, it won't be impacted uniformly across Idaho to all Idahoans. So it will kind of impact particular groups in such as kind of outdoor workers, depending on population density, infrastructure, income, access to health and human services, age, health status, and as I noted, kind of, you know, occupation. Those impacts are going to vary greatly across the state. And some face, you know, much greater vulnerability to smoke and temperature extremes. And I think it's also important to note just kind of those effects to tribal populations as well, kind of facing those climate-related health vulnerabilities due to loss of natural resources, the physical displacement, first food and economic losses, which really impact those essential spiritual and cultural practices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then, Dr. Foster, there are so many effects listed in this report. So let's talk about the economy. Because is that an issue when it comes to climate change, when we're looking at Idaho's economy and the impact that climate change could have on it?
Yes. So I think, I mean, if you're looking at health in particular, it is, as you kind of mentioned, those related absences from kind of work, lost productivity, labor shortages. I think even just on the like more personal economic level of, you know, the increased energy bills related to air conditioning, looking at, you know, if having to figure out kind of agricultural workers or those in public safety and construction, and what do you do with those kind of major kind of air quality, higher or negative air quality days, and kind of figuring out how to mitigate that and those effects and what that kind of cost may be.
Let me reintroduce the two of you for folks who might just be joining us. We're talking with Dr. Bill Wepner and Dr. Megan Foster about the Idaho Climate Economy Impact Assessment. So Dr. Wepner, how can Idaho's healthcare systems prepare for these changing climate conditions? What are some actual kind of like concrete steps?
That's a great question. One of the first things that I think about, and as a clinician, but also as a health services researcher, is we need to know what we don't know and begin to measure what the impacts are. So even though the economic assessment helps us to start this process, we need to get more information about hospitalizations, the increased risk, the increased costs that are associated with that, and then be able to plan for that as a healthcare system. More folks coming in that are displaced from other areas that might need care. That's something we saw a lot of in COVID and had to figure out across healthcare systems and across the state how to deal with those influx of patients. On the flip side, dealing with how hospitals and healthcare systems view their own sustainability, besides the obvious steps to mitigate our contribution to climate change, healthcare systems are a large contributor to greenhouse gases and climate change. We have to adapt to climate change, and there's opportunities for co-benefits in that. It could be looking at things such as disposable gowns in our waste stream and using reusable gowns to help to address both sides of that. Could be looking at renewable energy sources. Boise is blessed with geothermal energy, which some of the healthcare systems, the Boise VA, uses for its heating and cooling, and it saves money and represents a resilient and reusable energy source. Finally, looking at things as important as how we deliver care. Supply chain is a huge contributor to the carbon footprint of a healthcare system, and the way we deliver care in terms of in-person care versus telehealth care, you can save a lot of time, travel, and patient money by providing things in a telehealth modality. That telehealth payment option is slated to go away as the public health emergency expired a couple days ago. I think CMS is putting it off till this December to decide. But losing that opportunity to avoid travel to provide patient care is another thing that healthcare systems and payers need to think about.
So Dr. Foster, in your opinion, how important is it to study the impacts of climate change in this way? I mean, can these models be useful? Can they be effective?
Yes, I think it's very important to study climate change in this way. It provides a different way to look at kind of how are these impacts from climate change going to affect us, you know, on a personal level, but also on, you know, your business and the state economy. Being able to know, you know, are we anticipating greater rainfall in the winter and, you know, increased flooding? How can we prepare for that for businesses? And once you kind of know what these changes are expected and have a fairly good, you know, ability to predict kind of what it may look like, you can include that in those planning and preparedness processes. I think it's really kind of including the education and training and being able to kind of consider these changes help prepare for the future.
So Dr. Wepner, you'll actually be speaking tomorrow. You'll be talking about the economic impacts of climate change here in Idaho. What will be your main focus when you speak tomorrow?
The way I like to phrase it is how, you know, I often speak to patients about this, which is in terms of co-benefits. When I talk to patients about how to improve their health and improve the health of their communities, I'll talk about using active transportation so that they improve their weight, improve their cardiovascular disease, their diabetes, and at the same time, by walking or biking, they're not contributing more air pollution and greenhouse gas to the community that will make them, their family members, and their other community members sick. There's co-benefits that are opportunities for healthcare systems to engage in. It takes some work. It takes some change. And it takes dedication by naming a specific lead and providing the resources to both measure and address these things. But it's something that healthcare systems can do. We've seen great examples in other healthcare systems in England. The National Health Service has done a wonderful job with this. In the U.S., Providence Health Systems and Kaiser Permanente has also been leading the forefront in addressing these issues. So I think there's a lot to learn that our own local mm-hmm. healthcare systems could implement.
And Dr. Foster, what do you hope is the main takeaway of this assessment?
So really, the assessment was carried out to be a resource for kind of business leaders, policymakers, Idahoans to plan for productive and prosperous and resilient Idaho economy. So I think our goal is really that this information will help create kind of a shared and common vocabulary for others to use throughout the state to include in kind of their planning processes and discussions around climate change impacts.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this important topic. We've been talking with Dr. Bill Wepner, who led the Idaho Climate Economic Impact Assessment, and Dr. Megan Foster with the University of Idaho, who managed the assessment. Dr. Wepner will be speaking tomorrow in Boise as part of St. Luke's Spring Series on health and climate change. We will, of course, put a link to that talk. It's titled Idaho Climate Economic Impacts. We'll put that right on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
We'll have more Idaho Matters next. We'll be right back.